the rest of the story. When Jim and Deborah Geerdes moved into a little town 10 miles from Eureka, Kansas, the usual adjustments were anticipated, but not this. Not Hodgkin's disease. It was swollen lymph nodes and suspicious blood tests and ultimately a biopsy that led Deborah's doctor to the alarming diagnosis. Yes, Hodgkin's, a cancer that attacks the lymphatic system, could be fatal, he reported. But most patients these days are cured. Even those in advanced stages of the disease have pretty good odds. How had Deborah gotten it? Nobody knows for certain, her physician said, but various infections, notably among them common mononucleosis, may trigger the onset. The important thing now, he insisted, was getting rid of it. When Deborah returned from the doctor that day, Jim knew that something was wrong. Neither fully comprehended the disease that threatened Deborah nor the challenges that lay before both of them, but intuitively Jim realized how he best could help, as he always had through stressful times, by making Deborah laugh. On first meeting, one might not think Jim particularly humorous. He was, after all, a quiet sort, even reclusive on occasion, in contrast to outgoing Deborah. But when the chips were down, Jim just outdid himself, emerged from his customary solitude to offer emotional support, the mainstay of which was laughter. Deborah promptly started chemotherapy, which ate away at her reserves, even as it accosted the insidious thing that would otherwise kill her. And yet, no matter how exhausted the treatments left her, Jim always managed to contrive something delightful that would send Deborah to bed smiling. When the skin rashes appeared, mild at first and then more and more severe, the physicians in charge of Deborah's medication concerned, investigated, and just as they had feared, she was growing allergic to the chemo. Radiation was an option in treating Hodgkin's, but dared they switch protocols now? Deborah said she'd continue the chemotherapy, tough it out if necessary, and that she did. Treatments every 14 days, 1 month, 2 months, and more. And what got her through it all was the tacit assurance that when she got home from the doctor's, or when the terrible nausea tore her insides out, or when fear and despair reached out to smother her, someone else reached out first, her Jim, with an irresistible jest, or an outright antic that got her laughing again. Deborah's chemotherapy concluded at the end of 4 grueling months, and after follow-up testing and interminable waiting, she was in 2001 pronounced cured. Now, such is the ever more wondrous miracle of modern medicine. And yet no less significant, and in some ways more so, there were smiles in the shadows, priceless gifts of humor and warmth from the companion animal Deborah had nurtured from infancy. Itself injured and abandoned, her bright-eyed orange-bellied fox squirrel. We have a postscript on Deborah's birthday, July 11, 2002, The local game warden, enforcing a law prohibiting domestication of wildlife, came and took little Jimmy away. He was killed by the authorities that same day. Squirrels are no good as pets, Deborah Geerdes was told. Only you know the rest of the story.